Welcome to another chilling episode of Inner Darkness Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy. Today we unravel the twisted tale surrounding the mysterious Lady of the Dunes, whose remains were discovered on the sandy shores of Cape Cod. What makes this case even more intriguing is it's supposed to connect to one of the most iconic films in cinematic history, Jaws. Our story begins on a sunny summer day in 1974 when a young girl stumbled upon the decaying remains of a woman in the Race Point Dunes of Provincetown, Massachusetts. Investigating into this brutal murder quickly turned into a nationwide obsession. But it wasn't until the release of the blockbuster film Jaws a year later that theories surrounding the unidentified woman began to emerge. Among the countless spectators who flocked to the theaters to be terrified by Steven Spielberg's Jaws was a movie-savvy individual who noticed something peculiar, an unidentified woman who bore a striking resemblance to the Lady of the Dunes was seen in the background in a scene. This discovery sent shockwaves through the public's imagination, fueling notions that the Lady of the Dunes may have been involved in the film's production or even inspired the vicious shark attack storyline. Our investigation takes us deep into this haunting parallel. To add to the intrigue, insiders from the Jaws set recall stories of an unidentified individual who visited the production, scoping out potential filming locations and leaving cryptic notes behind. Could these incidents be tied to the Lady of the Dunes? On July 26, 1974, a woman's body was discovered partially buried in the sand in a remote area of Provincetown, Massachusetts. Despite a thorough investigation by local law enforcement, the woman's identity remains a mystery. The woman was nicknamed the Lady of the Dunes as investigators worked to identify her. At first, they assumed the woman was a local resident, but that theory was quickly refuted when fingerprint analysis revealed no matches in the FBI database. Tests showed that the body had most likely been in the ground for at least a year, and that she, the woman, was like in her mid-20s. A forensic exam revealed that she had died from multiple stab wounds, some of which had been identified with a sharp object. Efforts to identify the Lady of the Dunes eventually intensified, and the case was reopened in 2016. DNA analysis revealed a paternal lineage that pointed to a man from Canada. A few months later, it was determined that the woman was likely 25-year-old Elizabeth Ann Wynn, originally from Winnipeg, Canada. Despite the breakthrough in the case, her killer remains at large. Tragically, the woman of the dunes remains as much a mystery as the day she was found. Thank you all so much for listening. If you have any recommendations, please feel free to comment or contact me. I'm on all social media and they are linked on the page. If you would like to support the show, you can find me on Patreon, which is linked as well. Please feel free to leave likes and ratings and reviews if you enjoy the show. If you enjoy the show, I'd love to hear from you guys as well as your thoughts on the case. Please be respectful to all parties involved, and until next time, take care.